Thank you, Chair, and greetings to the members of the delegation. A sizable delegation indeed, and I think that reveals the importance that you attach to the convention. And particularly the presentation that we heard from the head of the delegation and the relationship that you've set out, that you have with special procedures and treaty bodies, that's extremely important for us. As previous speakers have said, this is very important so we can have a constructive dialogue. And in that regard, I had a specific question. And it is true that the head of the delegation already referred to that in passing. You talked about the guiding principles for searching for disappeared persons and what's been done by Morocco and the participation of the Kingdom of Morocco. These guiding principles that were adopted in 2019 by the committee, have they been broadly disseminated within the bodies that are responsible for searching for disappeared persons? For instance, within your law enforcement agencies, your security bodies and agencies, so that there can be real criteria for finding missing persons, and therefore they can act promptly, which is so important if you are to find people's whereabouts. Secondly, I wanted to ask you on the reform of your justice system. You talked about the fact that military crimes will now be, if I'm not misunderstood, it will be only judged in the military courts. But my colleague expressed a concern, namely the fact that when there is a crime of enforced disappearance, and I know that it's not criminalized as such by you as a crime, how far is there a relationship between your ordinary justice system and the military justice system? And my third question has to do with extradition. There is a principle, the double incrimination principle, and I'd like to know, bearing in mind what Juan Pablo Albán has said, can you have dual incrimination or double incrimination for enforced disappearances in the area of enforced disappearance with a view to extradition?